It's Monday, September 1st, and I am Leonard Witbien with your news at 8 a.m. 16 people have died in a road crash near Mariental involving police and correctional services vehicles. President Netumbonandi Ndaitwa, as well as Home Affairs Minister Lucia Ipumbu, expressed condolences and urged the public to refrain from circulating graphic photos. The correctional services has halted visitations at Hardap Correctional Facility while services are being restored and the crash is being investigated. Officials are appealing to witnesses to come forward to help with the ongoing investigation. Only a fraction of the youth are applying for the National Youth Fund. That's according to business consultant Frans Goita, who says government must simplify requirements, harmonize information across institutions, and expand awareness efforts in phase two. In a conversation with our news team, he added this.
You really need to get business consultants to assist you with this, or accountants, or you just use certain software and tools to do all of this. There's a lot of AI tools out there right now that can assist with focus, whereby you just need to come up with your selling, what's your selling price, how many do you think you'll sell, how many clients do you think you'll have per day, per hour, it all matters in detail. What's your cost of sales, whereby this product or service, how much does it cost you to make it and to distribute it? So all of that you can just write, one paragraph or something like that, and then you can let AI forecast the rest of the year for you.
The Energy Ministry cites global oil and currency changes as the reason for the latest fuel price review. Spokesperson Anna Salkeu says the adjustments are designed to soften the impact on consumers and maintain a stable fuel supply while preventing even sharper hikes in the future.
The ministry is therefore announcing that the prices of petrol and both diesel grades, that's diesel 10 ppm and diesel 50 ppm, will remain unchanged during the duration of September 2025. Petrol will be maintained at 20 Namibia dollars and 37 cents per liter, while diesel 50 ppm will be maintained at 19 Namibia dollars and 92 cents per liter.
South Africa's Communist Party has removed ANC National Chairperson Gwede Mantashe from its Central Committee, the highest decision-making body between conferences. The decision comes as the SAPC prepares to contest next year's local government elections independently, a step that has unsettled its long-standing ally, the ANC. The SACP's first Deputy General Secretary, Madala Masuku, says they understand Mantashe has his hands full as a minister and his duties within the ANC.
The reason why he's out of the Central Committee is because there's a constitutional clause that says members of the Central Committee cannot absent themselves more than three consecutive meetings. When we talked to him verbally, he did indicate the situation that was in, and you understand it as well, that he had to assist the complex situation that the ANC was dealing with.
The leaders of India, China and Russia are meeting on the sidelines of the SCO summit in China in what's being seen as a major realignment of ties in Asia. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi met Xi Jinping for a bilateral dialogue yesterday and will hold a separate conversation with President Vladimir Putin today. Ishan Gurk is our correspondent in New Delhi.
Some analysts are seeing this as a strategic realignment in Asia where the three countries are now coming together, a move that could raise concerns in Washington. A top aide to President Donald Trump has already criticized Modi for cozying up to China. After a meeting with Xi, Modi said India and China will now be partners and not competitors. Amid trade tensions bearing heavily on India-US ties, analysts say forging closer ties with Beijing and Moscow could help India's economy as well as its security interests. Ishan Garg, New Delhi.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.